One thing we hear often is abortion is no one else's business. We all have our rights to our own privacy, and who cares what our arguments or your arguments are, Randy? You know, it's my business, not yours.
Right, and of course that is true of many choices that we make. For instance, when we talk about the right to choose, do I have the right to choose whether I'm going to eat Chinese food or Mexican food? What kind of car am I going to drive? Where am I going to live? What kind of work do I do as long as it's legal? Of course, we have the freedom to exercise our rights to privacy, our rights to choice. But we recognize in this society, and in any society that's a just society, it's recognized that there is a line that we cross where the exercise of my rights interferes with the exercise of someone else's rights. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have laws against a man exposing himself, laws against rape. You know, somebody could argue, well, a man has a right to do whatever he wants to with his own body. If he wants to rape a woman, that's his choice. It's his body. Well, then we would immediately see that's a horrid, evil logic, because though it's true that it's his body and something he's doing with his body, what he's doing with his body is violating the body of another person. So that's where we have to ask ourselves, is this an issue of privacy, or is this an issue of violating the body of this other person who is so weak and helpless and small that they can't even defend themselves?
That makes it very clear, doesn't it, when you put it like that?
Well, and also on the issue of privacy, you know, what would we think of a man who defended wife beating or child abuse on the basis of what I do privately in my own home is no one's business but mine? We would immediately say, well, the location that you're doing this thing, your right to privacy is superseded by the higher moral principle of defense of the life and the rights of another human being.